Kusia and Kukra, the retirement associations for emeriti and staff, respectively, held a joint Zoom video conference yesterday. At one point, a question about retiree health insurance was put to EVP and Chief Financial Officer Nathan Brostrom from the chat function, which asked in broad philosophical terms about guiding principles for the benefit. Brostrom first spoke about UC Health moving to provide service to areas where it was not much present. But he then noted that the retiree health benefit had a quasi-vested character, although it was not legally vested. We provide the question and then the response concerning quasi-vesting for the record.
Let me read a question from our colleague and former colleague Eric Vermillion from UCSF. More philosophical approach, and then we'll move on to some other issues. But to Rachel and Nathan, what do you consider UCOP's responsibility for stewardship to its annuitants for healthcare? What principles guide your thinking in this regard? And are these principles recorded so that future UCOP administrators can follow them? How do you ensure that all aspects of UCOP follow these principles and adhere to a common level of thinking on stewardship for UC annuitants and their healthcare?
If Eric's question is also getting at vesting, it is not currently a vested benefit, but the way, everyone treats it, on our balance sheet and our financial statements, it really is. I mean, it's seen as a liability that we will, carry out for long periods of time. We have tried to, for budgetary discipline, keep the employer contribution at a certain percentage. This year, because of the rampant inflation, we actually pierced that, and we went to the president and asked if we could put in more university funding this year in order to keep the level of employee premiums and retiree premiums more manageable.
So I think part of Eric's question wasn't, vesting, although I appreciate that.
I can't
tell you how many times former Vice President Hirschman told that to me.